I want you to just tell me what you did.
I went over to my parents' house, grabbed my dad, grabbed his sledgehammer.
A not so subtle eviction.
I said, the police are on their way. Let's wait till the police get here. She grabbed the hammer and she began breaking the door.
You got a bad temper, madam. You got a real bad temper.
Everything happened after I filed for eviction. This was to get me back for evicting her.
Eviction doesn't mean sledgehammer.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Tuesday Wilcoxon is suing her former roommate, Peggy Munoz, for rent, property damages, and attorney fees.
Order. All rise.
Case number 64 on the calendar in the matter of Wilcoxon versus Munoz.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Pies have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
Ms. Wilcoxon, your complaint is that the defendant, who was a tenant of yours...
Yes, ma'am.
...owes you for rent, and had you falsely arrested, you had to hire an attorney. You want her to be responsible for those attorney's fees since that action was ultimately dismissed.
Yes, ma'am.
The defendant says lots of things, but most importantly, she says that the apartment that you were renting to her was illegal.
No, ma'am, it wasn't.
Okay, so let's find that out. Let's first deal with the issue of rent. When did you become Ms. Wilcoxon's roommate?
This would have been at the end of December, Your Honor.
2012?
That's correct, Your Honor.
And how did you find this apartment?
I found this on Craigslist under roommates, Your Honor.
You went to look at the place?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
In December. And what kind of place was it?
It was a two-story townhome, Your Honor. The place that was going to be for rent was in the lower portion, the basement portion of the property.
It wasn't the first level, it was the basement.
Correct, Your Honor.
Ms. Wilcoxon lived in the upper two stories?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Describe the basement.
The basement had a bedroom, another big room that would be possibly the living room. And then off of that, there was a laundry room, kind of storage room.
Where was the kitchen?
There was no kitchen. We were going to be sharing the kitchen, and we had to share the bathroom that was on the upper level of the house.
So there was only one bathroom?
One full bathroom that had a bathtub. There was a half bath that was on the middle level.
But you had no bathroom in the place that you were renting?
Correct, on the lower level.
So that it really wasn't an apartment. You were really a roommate.
Correct, Your Honor.
Well, if you were really a roommate, then unless her lease proscribes having a roommate, does it?
No, my lease says that I can sublet. I actually have written proof.
Well, subletting is different from having a roommate. Can I see your lease?
Yeah. My lease is actually from a previous owner and is grandfathered over to the new owners.
Just a second. Well, I don't know that. That's something that you're telling me. Is this the last lease that you have?
Yes, ma'am. And now it's a drop down to a month to month.
Right, of course.
Right.
That I understand. With the same terms.
Right. Same terms.
Same terms.
And then I have a police report stating that...
Shh. Who's Nicole?
That's my sister that was living with me at the time.
This lease precludes you from having her in the house.
According to the landlord that we have now...
No, not according to the landlord. I'm just telling you what you told me, and I'm just reading this. You said these are the terms and conditions. I'm listening to what you tell me.
Right.
Don't speak. It says these are the people who were living there. Tuesday Wilcoxon and Nicole, neither of whom are the defendant. Clause 1. Clause 3 says the premises are to be used only as a private residence for the tenants listed in Clause 1 of this agreement. That's what it says.
Yes, ma'am.
You told me that this is...
I'm sorry. I misinformed you, but I do have a police report stating that the current landlord is okay with me subletting.
This is not a sublet. A sublet is when you move out and sublet the apartment and someone else, in effect, takes over your lease. Although you may be ultimately responsible for it, you're allowed to have somebody else move in. That's not what you did. You took in another tenant.
Correct.
And that's precluded here. So, how long did you live there?
Your Honor, I was only there until...
How long did you live there?
Your Honor, about a month and a half.
Okay. And what was the rent you were supposed to be paying her?
I was supposed to be paying $650 a month, Your Honor, and that was to include my utilities.
Great. And if you lived there a month and a half, then you would have paid her 2 months' rent.
No, Your Honor, because in February, it...
You moved in January. January what? Or did you move in December?
I do have a lease here, Your Honor.
Oh, I'd like to take a look at it.
It shows starting in December 15th.
Fine.
And it also shows my rent.
December 15th. So on December 15th, you had to pay her $650.
No, it was prorated from the 15th to the end of the month, Your
so
Honor.
So how much did you pay her?
It is on the lease on the second page.
Let's take a look.
And that was what she agreed upon.
Who's Paige?
Paige is my oldest daughter.
Who's Dustin?
My middle son.
And Peyton?
My youngest daughter.
So all those people are allowed to be here because the landlord initially said that you and the children, I think. Yes, they're minor children. How old is Paige?
Paige is 12.
And Dustin?
10.
And Peyton?
2.
All minor children?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So the only one who's not supposed to be there is her.
No, Your Honor, I also had a daughter.
And your daughter?
And she's on the lease.
Okay. Now, you're supposed to pay $475 rent plus $75 for utilities. Total of $650 per month per roommate. All right, well, so half a month's rent is $325, which if you moved in on December 15th, and let's say you paid just half the month's rent, that's $325. You have proof that you paid that?
No, I do not have that with me, Your Honor. I'm sorry.
Well, where'd you think you were coming today?
I apologize. The receipt book came up missing during all of this going on at this house.
Did she pay you for December?
Yes, ma'am, she did.
How much?
$231. It was prorated from the 20th of December on.
Okay. So December, you acknowledge, is clean.
Yes, ma'am.
January, did you pay her?
Yes, I did,
Your
Honor.
How much?
Everything except the very last $200.
How much did you pay her?
$450, Your Honor.
Okay, so you owed her $200 for January.
That's correct.
And what about February?
February, I did not pay. That was when this was all going on.
On what date in February was this all going on?
It started February 1st.
Yes, Your Honor, it started February 1st, but the actual eviction would have taken place around February the 15th.
All right, so you owed her for February's rent, which you didn't pay.
Correct, Your Honor.
And you still owed her for January's rent, $200.
Correct, Your Honor.
Right. So she evicts you.
There was more to it, Your Honor. She was refusing to take rent. I do have a video that
I read your answer. Your answer says that you offered her the last $200 of February's rent. Well, that's not true. According to you, you hadn't paid the $200 for January.
That would be January's rent, Your Honor.
Right. So that's wrong in your answer, because your answer says, I tried to pay her the $200 for February. It wasn't February's rent, it was January's
rent. That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay, so you didn't pay her January, and you didn't pay her in February. She said, I want you out. Things hadn't been working out anyway. Now I want you to tell me why you had her arrested.
Your Honor, I have pictures here.
No, I don't want to see
pictures. And I have a police statement.
Did you hear what I said? I would like you to tell me why and when you had her arrested.
We had seen aggressive behavior out of the plaintiff, my daughter and myself.
I don't want you to tell me what your daughter saw.
Okay.
Just you.
The behavior was getting more and more aggressive, Your Honor. It started with her 2-year-old daughter. I witnessed a very, very horrible thing happen as I was coming out of the upstairs bathroom, starting down the stairs. She had been out drinking the night before. She was laying on the couch. The baby approached her. She turned around. She swung. She hit the baby. The baby hit the table. Instead of picking the baby up, which I thought she was gonna do because she reached for her, she held her hand over her mouth to keep her from screaming. My daughter, who had been babysitting the 2-year-old, had brought to me that the baby had bruises. At first, I tried to just put them off as just being bruises, that a child falling at 2. Finally, after seeing this incident and some other incidents, I decided that this was something that needed to be reported. I knew at that time that was going to probably cost us our place to live. And financially at that point, we weren't at a point that we could really do that. I did do that. I made the police report. From that point on, Your Honor, it went downhill.
On what date did you make the police report?
It would have been, I'm sorry, Your Honor, give me just 1 second here. It's on this paper here. The very first incident would have been around the 20th of January.
I'd like to see the police report. Who are you?
Now, this is the police report.
I am Tuesday's sister.
You're her sister?
Yes.
You live there?
I do currently, yes.
Where?
In the basement where Peggy used to be.
When did you move in? Stand. Oh.
I moved in March 20th.
Where had you been living before that?
I was living there previous before Peggy moved in. I moved out with my boyfriend until March, and then I moved back into...
With or without the boyfriend?
Without.
Without. Your sister drink? Yep. Be very careful what you say to me. Very, very careful what you say to me. Does your sister drink?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You can't tell me what the landlord told you, so I'm eliminating that. That's hearsay. I don't read letters.
But I have a letter signed by him.
Do you understand? Take the letter, fold it up, do whatever you want to do with it. I don't read letters.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tuesday, Will Coxon says former roommate Peggy Munoz owes for rent, property damages, and for attorney fees after she was served with a restraining order. Peggy claims Tuesday is irrational and violent.
Now, be very careful what you say to me. Does your sister drink?
Yes, on occasion.
Chup. I got it. It was a hard thing to say. I just needed an answer. When the defendant tells me that she made a phone call to report an incident which she believed was abusive conduct towards a two-year-old because your sister had been out drinking the night before. The night before is what you said. Is that right, Ms. Munoz?
Yes, that's correct, Your Honor.
It wouldn't surprise you that your sister had been out drinking the night before. Got it. Sit. Sit. Have you ever had any proceedings with whatever social service agency governs your jurisdiction?
Besides this one, correct?
Yes.
No.
I want you to tell me, please, Ms. Munoz, about this incident that happened that brought the police out and that caused the bruises to your arms.
Yes, Your Honor. This was escalating and escalating and escalating. She was getting more verbally and physically abusive to not only me, but my 16-year-old daughter who was living at the house. Because I work evenings at a restaurant, I was gone a lot.
Just tell me what happened.
I put a lock on the door to prevent her from entering the basement portion of it during the time that I was not there.
Okay.
I told her at any time she could reach me by phone if there was an emergency, and we would be happy to let her down there. She came to the house with the new landlord. She came to the house with a furnace person because she had put a box on the thermostat preventing anyone from getting any heat in the lower level of the house now. She came with them because now the heat wasn't working in her portion of the house and wanted to get downstairs. I, at that point, had came back from making a report with the police of this escalating problem. I was willing to let the furnace person go downstairs and the landlord if he needed to go downstairs, but I did not want her downstairs because of the verbal and the physical abuse, Your Honor. I came to the house. They're all at the house. There's virtually five people at the house at this point. Some of her family is there, too. I told them the police were on their way because I had my daughter call the police and stay in the car for her own safety. I said, the police are on their way. Let's wait till the police get here. They said, that's considered a fire hazard. Your Honor, I'd like to give you a letter.
Don't tell me. Give me a letter.
It was not illegal. I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Don't digress. Don't go off on a tributary. Just stay right in that river.
Okay.
I
told them the police were on the way.
Police are on the way, and?
And she wanted her father to break down the door. He was a little hesitant of wanting to do this. She grabbed a hammer, and she began breaking the door. She broke the new lock that I just put on the door. She put holes in the door. I do have pictures of that.
I'd like to see it.
Also, at which time the door was totally broken, I attempted to stand in front of it and prevent her from going downstairs into my area where I live. And her father got in the way of that, started kind of moving me out of the way. Eventually, I said, no, you guys are not going down there until the police get here. We will discuss this when the police get here. Her grabbing me and taking me out of the house physically, where my daughter was sitting in the car out there.
When you say they took you out of the house physically, how physically did they take you out of the house?
By my arms, Your Honor. Pulling away and pulling back.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Is this your sister?
Yes, ma'am.
She says you drink too much.
No, she says I've had a drink.
No, that's
not drunk.
No, listen to me.
I have a beer now and again, just like everybody else.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tuesday, Will Coxon claims former roommate Peggy Munoz owes for rent,
property damages, and for filing a false restraining order.
Now, let's hear, because I read your complaint clearly. I want you to tell me about that date. That was February 11th, 2013.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
I had gotten a phone call from my landlord that morning stating that it was not okay to have the lock on the basement door. It was preventing me access and anybody else access to the furnace.
You can't tell me what the landlord told you, so I'm eliminating
that. I have
a letter. That's hearsay. I don't read letters. I want you to just tell me what you did.
Okay, so I went over to my parents' house, grabbed my dad, grabbed his sledgehammer. My landlord said to use whatever means necessary.
Don't tell me what your landlord... Listen to me. Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
What part of don't tell me what your landlord told you, because I don't believe it anyway, because it's hearsay and it's inadmissible.
But I have a letter signed by him.
Do you understand? Take the letter, fold it up, do whatever you want to do with it. I don't read letters.
Yes, ma'am.
Just tell me what you did. You got a sledgehammer from your father's house, and you went over to your house with your father.
With my stepfather, yes.
With your stepfather. And just tell me what you did.
I was hearing Piggy argue, so I swept in and grabbed the sledgehammer and hit the doorknob.
Just a second. You got into an argument with her.
No, I did not.
You did not. Who did?
Her and my stepdad and the landlord.
Fine. Did she say to you, I've called the police, they're on their way?
No.
It's in the police report.
Until after I hit the door did she call. She didn't call them before I hit the door. She called them after I hit the door.
How did you get to the door?
She was arguing with the landlord and my stepfather.
And?
And they were in the kitchen, so I grabbed the sledgehammer and hit the door, hit the panel out of the bottom so that I could unlock the door to remove the doorknob, to install the old one that used to be on there.
You got a bad temper, madam. You got a real bad temper. You know what your bad temper is going to cost you? $850. I believe every word she says. I believe every word she says with regard to what she saw with your two-year-old. Every word she said. You know
how I
know?
Ma'am, I have police reports saying they're unfounded.
Listen to me. I don't care.
Because they came and talked to the kids and saw the kids.
Listen to me. Quietly. Listen to me. I believe every word she says about the report she made on January 28th. And you know why I believe her? Because of her.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay. Do you have the date that you reported the incident to the police that you observed?
Yes, if you read in that report, Your Honor, there were previous attempts. The very first time that I went to the police department was the date that I went about the child. None of this started until that date.
Yeah, she made it before.
It says 2-2.
Well, this happened on the 11th.
Yes, ma'am, and I filed for everything on the 1st.
Listen to me.
Everything happened after I filed for eviction. This was to get me back for evicting her.
Eviction doesn't mean sledgehammer.
Or false accusing me of child abuse, or trying to get me fired from my work, or false harassment charges, or a false restraining order.
Listen to me. Is this your sister?
Yes, ma'am.
She says you drink too much.
No, she says I've had a drink.
No, that's
not drunk.
No, listen to me. She said you drink.
I've had because you can't say no without saying that I've had a drink or two.
No, that's not what she's saying.
That is exactly what she was saying, because that's exactly what you were asking her. You're twisting her words.
I said, does your sister... Drink.
Not if she's a drunk or if she drinks heavily. I have a beer now and again, just like everybody else.
I'm just telling you, you're living in that house now?
Yes.
You work?
Yes, I do.
You better make sure everything is okay in that house. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Real good. Case is dismissed. That's all.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
It started with the day that I told the judge that I saw the baby get hit and fall into the glass table. That day was when I made the decision to go to the police.
I don't abuse my child, and I'm not a drunk.
I'm just hoping that Miss Wilcoxon's ex-husband will take a look at this and get that two-year-old out of there before she does end up getting hurt seriously.
She knows how to press people's buttons to them off.
The same, you know, abuse that you heard in the courtroom was the abuse that I had on a daily basis and had to worry about my child.
She moved out and trashed my basement.
I cleaned up the basement after Peggy moved out, and it was just horrible.
Nobody should ever rent to this woman, ever.
It's just horrible. It was the living hell of my sister living with her.
That was not a safe place where I would want to stay one day later.
Do background checks, get references. I did not do that. I was so desperate for a roommate.